The 62nd annual Cannes Film Festival has come to a close, and things couldn't have gone better for Czech filmmakers. First, young filmmaker Zuzana Špidlová's 21-minute short feature Baba was voted best film in the Cine Fondation section, recognizing young new talent, and the seasoned Czech documentary filmmaker Helena Třestíková clinched the Media European Talent Award. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Young director Zuzana Špidlová said she was shocked but also very happy when she heard the news that her 2008 film Baba had won the best prize for best student short feature in the Cine Fondation section at Cannes. What is the film, which was also awarded best production last year at the FAMU Student Festival in Prague, about? A young woman forced to care for her dying grandmother. The film's main caption offers more. Mom never asked me, she just brought Granny home. Now she lies in the middle of my room, and I have to take care of her. All the time. The director reportedly did extensive research at pensioners' homes and facilities for the chronically ill before starting her project. Baba then won out over 16 other Cannes finalists, which had been shortlisted from almost 1,500 student entries. Following her win, the young filmmaker spoke to Czech TV.
Having seen the competition, I value this award even more. Some of those films were really good. The best part is that I now know that my next film will also be screened at Cannes.
Along with the recognition and the promised screening, the filmmaker received 15,000 euros. That's around $20,000 in prize money. She's aiming for her next film to be a French co-production. Ms. Špidlová's triumph was not the only Czech success at Cannes this year. The highly respected documentary filmmaker Helena Třešková, known for long-running documentaries in the style of Michael Apted's 7-Up series, was also recognized. She won an award called the Media European Talent for her film Miracle, a project she first began in the 1970s.
And thanks to Jan Wellinger for that. Staying with the arts, and the 8th Prague Fringe Festival got underway on Friday, offering some 200 acts squeezed into 9